You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. Just like the dude said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, it is that time. It is Wednesday. So on Wednesday, several things happen. Number one, we play the camel for you. Earlier on, we ran some home fries and sizzled those up. Now we move to a segment that I just enjoy thoroughly. This is where I bring on two of my brethren who have been doing talk radio longer than I have, and we talk through the issues, and we ping each other with questions, and we don't even always agree on the answers, but we love each other when it's done. We call it the Grand Council. So without further ado, let me just go ahead, and I'll start by calling the roll from FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show down yonder in Mobile, and also, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. And also, sitting in for Dale Jackson, who was apparently out hunting alligators, we've got our buddy Yaffe is going to be in today, hosting for Dale. He's with WVNN 770 AM 92.5 FM up in Huntsville, the Yaffe Show. And oh, by the way, he writes for Yellowhammer News. Yaffe, are you there?
I am here, present, sir.
Thank you, sir. I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, Boomer.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. All right, fellas, you know the deal. We ask each other questions. We just go around the horn. I'll start with you, Jeff. What you got for us?
Well, I'm going to take a little personal privilege here and ask this question for Yaffe, I guess. But Dale makes a big deal out of the alligators and what living side-by-side by alligators of Huntsville. It seems like a foreign concept to me that would be such a big deal and such a problem. Is it as big a deal as Dale Jackson is making it out to be?
You first, Yaffe.
All right. I don't know if it's as big of a deal as Dale is making it out to be. I do think it's a big deal, though. I mean, when you have a situation where a gator is killing someone's dog and there are kids around, something's got to be done. Now, this is probably happening because they're expanding in the area, building more houses, everything like that. But you usually, you know, I'm from Florida. Usually, if something like that would happen, they would find the gator, kill the gator, move the gator. I haven't seen that kind of urgency here. So it's like if we're going to live side by side with gators, we need to have a real protocol on how to address it, I think.
I tend to agree with Yaffe's assessment here. And so I lived in Mobile for a while, down there where you are, Jeff. You may have been to Mayor Park over on the old causeway, heading over to Eastern Shore. Mayor Park is covered up in alligators, and the whole Delta area is. But you knew they were there, and they didn't seem to come up into the neighborhoods. This one is like on a walking trail that people walk their dogs and jog on, and I just see this being a slightly different angle. What are your thoughts on it, though, Jeffro?
I mean, yes, and perhaps, and I get it. It's foreign to the community, and maybe it's just one of these things you're just going to have to learn to live with. I don't know. Dale's seeking very aggressive government action, and I'm always like very apprehensive about that. So, you know, I kind of laugh at it because you're from Orlando. Dale's from Bradenton. I mean, it's not like alligators are something that ought not be foreign to either one of you. But Dale is just really, really taken aback by it. And I sought a second opinion. Sorry to abuse my privilege, but I found it very intriguing.
Well, I think what's really happening is Dale wants a pair of alligator skin boots, and this is his way of trying
to. What's really happening is Dale is terrified of alligators, and that's what it is, and he admits it. So he's just scared.
Fair enough. All right, tell you what, I will take the next question. Since Jeff's going to be down in Mobile asking questions about Huntsville, I'm going to be up here asking questions about Mobile. So on a more political jaunt here, Mobile's got a vote coming up, and there's a possibility that a huge swath of West Mobile County could vote to be annexed into the city of Mobile. It would make them the, what, second largest city in the state, I think, if they did it. Like 25,000 people would be added to the rolls. And it's all of a sudden gotten, like, super contentious. I mean, I've seen the ads, and then I talked to you, Jeff, on your show this morning. There are groups putting up billboards and calling out the city of Mobile for being, you know, pro-Pride Month and, you know, and putting all kinds of woke policies in place and not wanting to be a part of it. So what's the deal? Are they or aren't they going to vote their way into the city of Mobile? Because it'll be a people's choice. It won't be an eminent domain thing.
Right.
What do you think, Jeff? Are they going to do it?
Well, it's iffy right now. I'll say this. I'm actually in the mayor's office. I just had a meeting with the mayor.
Tell Sandy, hey.
Yeah, it was like, it went a little long. This was a little late getting on. But, I thought it was a slam dunk. All this time, I thought this annexation stuff was just going to happen. It was automatic. I don't know now. The problem in politics is when you give people a chance to go vote against something that, to me, is problematic. And the anti-annexers have found a very divisive issue, and we talk about it a lot when we're on this program with the LGBTQ stuff. And I think that's having an impact. I still think it's 50-50 maybe, but it's still it presented a hurdle that I don't think that many people had anticipated early on.
And let's be clear though, this would be a vote of the people. This would not be an eminent domain, a seizure by force, nothing. This is basically do you or don't you want to be in? Majority wins, and that's what the vote's going to be.
And essentially, Senator, there's a group out there that's opposed to this, and they're using Mobile and what looks on the surface, at least, an embrace of the LGBTQ community to kind of demagogue it. It's taking an ugly turn. But whatever you think of doing that, I think it's effective.
Well, what do you think, Yaffe? Are you tracking this thing at all?
I have not really been tracking, but I do love how Jeff name dropped there. I want to come on and be like, yeah, I'm actually at the White House. I just talked to the president, but I came and be on this show. I did appreciate that. I feel like not as important now.
Well, he is Jeff Poore, editor-in-chief of 1819 News.
It was kind of funny. It was kind of fun. Well, usually doing this show during session in Elliot's office in Mobile, in Montgomery, at the State House. But today, it was like, I kind of got drawn into this in a last minute thing. So it was just funny that you brought it up.
Well, we're just proud of you. All right. Give us a question for the end of the first round. What you got?
All right. So I was actually, I mentioned Orlando earlier, so I'll mention something that has to do with that. Disney World says they are getting less people in their theme parks.
Go figure.
Is this, that's the question. I'll start with you, Phil.
All right.
Is this because of the woke stuff, or is it just the economy tanking, or is it the weather, or is it all of the above? What do you think?
It's all of the above. I mean, first of all, everything's more expensive to travel right now. Hotels, the flights, food, everything's more expensive. And so we're in a constrained environment when it comes to people's budgets not being the same as they were a few years ago. But I'll be honest with you, yes, I do believe that Disney wokeness has had an impact. Because when people are looking at where to spend their hard-earned and well-reserved dollars, they might stop and think, do I want to support the organization that fought for the sexualization of kids? I just don't think I want to this year. And do I want to go down there to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo boutique with my little girl and have a transgender guy at the door greet her? And so I really think that people are voting with their wallets. Their wallets are tighter, but I think they're voting with their wallets. Jeff?
I think you're absolutely right. The global economy, Disney draws a lot of international visitors. And while the American economy is kind of chugging along, I think that there's some pain there. I also would say, obviously, there is an all-out ban or boycott, but there's a reluctance to spend your vacation dollars there with knowing what you know about Disney, right?
Yeah.
So it absolutely is, but it's not as easy just to say that Disney's gone woke, so now they're paying a price. I think it's a bunch of different things, like you said.
But I think if they hadn't been woke, they'd still be at a loss. But I think the wokeness is part of the nail in the coffin right now for their retail sales. Your own question, Yaff, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's a combination of a couple of things. It's, yes, it's gotten so expensive, and everything's gotten expensive. But you think about it. There are millions of parents out there where 10 years ago, it would have been a no-brainer. Oh, my kids can go to Disney? That's a great place for kids. Now you have millions of parents out there saying, I don't know if it's safe for my kids anymore.
Yeah, do you want to send?
That has to make a difference.
Do you want to send your kid on the mildly chaperoned band trip and just hope for the best? I don't know. All right, fellas, we got to end the first round. We'll come right back. We'll go to round two of the Grand Council. We're with Yaffe from WVNN up in Huntsville, also writes for Yellowhammer, and with Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, and the editor in chief for 1819 News. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Hey, we're back with the Grand Council. We got Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, also with 1819 News, and our own Yaffe from WVNN up in Huntsville, and he's also with writing with Yellowhammer News. So let me just go back to round two. Jeff Rowe, you got the first one. What you got?
Does Governor Ivey really want to be governor?
Paging Governor Ivey, paging K. Ivey. Hello, Bueller. You know, that's a loaded question, brother, but I'll be honest with you. There was a time when she was a firebrand. I mean, I keep a little notebook full of quotes when I hear something I think is significant or pertinent or inspiring. And I've got a couple of hers written down in there. And I just don't think she has the chutzpah anymore.
Yeah, I remember her from the RNC conventions and, you know, just full of fire and gusto.
Yeah.
And something's happened here, but it's not so much that something's happened and that's troublesome. It's just, why did she run again if she was just going to kind of take a back seat here?
So here's a little known fact. I have quietly said this to a few people. I'm just going to go ahead and air it out right now. You ready? I discovered in a place buried in the state code just by accident. I was looking for something else, and I found it. Gubernatorial retirement. You get a full pension to the extent of your full salary if you serve for 8 consecutive years. It takes 2 of this term to make 8 for her. And I'm just going to go ahead and bet that halfway through this term, she's going to retire for health reasons, and Will Ainsworth's going to walk across the street and have 2 years of incumbency to run again thereafter. That's what I'm betting.
That's been the rumor for a while, and that's why Ainsworth, there was some kind of deal made where he wouldn't run against her this last cycle. I said that was the rumor, Bill, so I don't have that on good. What's talk radio without spreading rumors? But that's been the word on the street for a while, right?
We make rumors about alligators and governors on a regular basis. So, Yaffe, your thoughts on it?
Well, I was going to say, we could literally ask the same question about Biden, right? Does Biden want to be president? It's like in the same thing. I think there, you know, to be in a position like that, you almost have to be arrogant enough to really believe that you're the best person in that position, no matter your state. And also, I mean, how many people live in the nursing home that probably don't want to be there, but they have to be? I mean, she doesn't want to admit. Would you want to admit that you're in a state where you're like, I can't do this anymore? She probably doesn't want to admit that.
Well, she probably doesn't, but then again, maybe she's and by the way, I believe it's still her wet ink signature on paperwork and stuff like that, but she just obviously does not have the same level of drive or energy or public presence to get out and be what, I mean, you watch like a Ron DeSantis or a Bill Lee up in Tennessee or Tate Reeves in Mississippi. We're bracketed by governors that are like out front leading charges, and we're just not seeing that at all from a very red state governor.
Well, I Now, one more thing. I know you're short on time here, but you make the Biden comparisons. Well, I think Biden, at least, he stumbles and he's terrible at it, but he is at least trying to execute the duties of his office.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that you can make the same case for Governor Ivey.
That's a good point.
It's hard to argue with that. All right, hey, listen, let me jump to the next question before we run out of time. So the Medical Cannabis Commission. So here we are. We're a marijuana state now, and we grew government and raised taxes and shortened people's civil liberties with unwarranted search and seizure capability and everything else by forming a Medical Cannabis Commission that is also allowed to pick the winners and losers. 90 people applied for licenses, 21 got them, and now they're in court already before the first dispensary has opened. Is this the biggest debacle in recent history, or is it going to wind up getting better? Yaffe?
I don't know if it's the biggest debacle. There's been a lot of debacles. But it's definitely a debacle. It probably will get better just because there's nowhere to go but up, right? I mean, it's so bad at this point that eventually maybe they'll figure some of it out. But I think the whole issue is just, it is a great example of why government maybe shouldn't be involved in a lot of things because they screw things up. So if we could get the government out of like alcohol sales, I just want to throw that one out there. It's kind of another example of why
Classic.
Government maybe shouldn't be involved in stuff like that.
Jeff Rowe, what do you think?
Well, and we were going to do something with this, but I got to kind of look at it. A lot of states have had the same problems, the same issues. They went in too hot. And they only made such a narrow number of licenses available. They just kind of, this was bound to happen. But Alabama's not alone in this. It's still a debacle. I'm not making excuses. Here it is. It's 2023, and we haven't had the first prescription filled, right? So, like, what's the deal? But they're not alone here. Maybe they should have learned from other states how to do it.
Maybe they should have acted like Republicans and figured out if they really wanted to legalize it, how to do it without making big government the whole solution. Anyway, that's beyond now. Now we just got to figure out how to. Anyway, the whole thing is to me is a debacle. Yaffe, we got about a minute and a half. Quick question, what you got?
All right, I saw Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny yesterday. It was pretty bad. Do you guys have any want, desire to see that movie? Start with you, Phil.
I do not, and I also hope that Tom Cruise does not make Top Gun 5 when he's 80 years old. I just don't think so. Jeff?
No, not really. I mean, not really that I'm necessarily a big movie goer anyway. Last movie I saw was Top Gun, the second one, so... the American movie big screen, isn't it kind of a dying phenomenon?
No, I love movies.
How dare you?
I'm rather shocked that you would come on my show and say that.
The most controversial thing you've ever said.
They're closing everywhere. You can stream stuff anywhere. I mean,
no.
You
need to go to a theater with a screen the size of your house and eat popcorn beyond capability and just absorb the sound that rattles your bones. That's what needs to happen. It's movie theaters all the way, I say.
Good. Amen. Preach it.
All right. Hey, fellas, appreciate you very much. Thank you much. Yaffe, thanks for sitting in for Dale today.
Thank you.
All right. And that was the Grand Council. Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show, FM Talk 106.5 in the mornings down in Mobile, and the editor-in-chief for 1819 News. And our buddy Yaffe, sitting in for Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville, host of the Yaffe Show. And he also writes for Yellowhammer News and just little old me. Coming right back, we'll see if we can do a third dipper. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.